Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. This is the day that we're commemorating the 10th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11. September the 11th, Tuesday, it wasn't that, on that year. Tuesday, September the 11th, 2001. I want to take this segment, just you and me, this segment, the next segment. Next segment, I've got a poem I want to reread to you that I wrote days after the attack. And now I want to read something to you that I wrote also days after that attack about some of the people that I'm a little bit concerned might not be getting the proper recognition. And here's what I said a few days after 9/11/2001. You know how you hear a song for the first time? Sometimes just a portion of a song, or a melody, or a lyric. And it just burns itself into your brain. Well, that happened to me this week. Sorry, I don't know the name of the song, or even the singer, but the searing lyric went like something like this. What kind of love puts itself in harm's way? I believe the song is about emergency professionals who responded, and are still responding, to the attack on America. When emergency professionals put on their uniform, they know the day ahead holds the potential to be their last. Knowing that, what causes them to pursue such a career? As the song suggests, it is love. Perhaps you think it curious that the word love is used to describe a professional choice. What word would you prefer? Duty? Service? Contribution? Fair enough. But when you understand the root of all these motivations, how far have we really wandered from love? And yes, there is the element of excitement that surely enters into the decision to serve in a dangerous assignment, especially for the young who choose such service. But long after the initial rush wears off, thousands of those who serve others still report for work, put on the uniform, and put themselves in harm's way again. Why? Not for the money. Perhaps the problem is the word itself. Actually, the English word. It's true, we who speak English tend to overwork the word love. Indeed, if we were discussing this in Greek, there wouldn't be a problem. I'm not sure about right now, but the ancient Greeks had at least three words to describe different kinds of love. Eros for romantic love, philo for love of family and friends, and agape, which pretty much covers everything else. The first two, eros and philo, have something in common because they typically involve two-way love. You give love, and ideally, it's returned. Agape is different. Agape love is selfless and unconditional. Of course, the same could be said about the other two, but here's where agape love is different. It is given selflessly and unconditionally to those who are not even known to the giver. Humans aren't the only animals that demonstrate love. We see it in nature as a mother bear protects her cub, for example. But we differ from other animals in that we are capable of abstract thought, which allows us to demonstrate a love on a number of levels. And in the abstract, my friends, you find agape. What kind of love puts itself in harm's way? This lyric is beautifully rhetorical, sublimely obvious, and courageously stipulated every time someone puts on a law enforcement, emergency, or military uniform. At the moment of first impact on that beautiful Tuesday morning, someone dialed 911 and hundreds of trained professionals, police officers, firefighters, medical specialists, hundreds of them responded. They charged up those stairs, obviously knowing that the 110-story buildings that were going to collapse, that the 110-story buildings were going to collapse, but knowing full well that they were going in harm's way on behalf of people they didn't even know. What kind of love? A very special kind. Acts of courage are something that I have contemplated, and how courage is different from bravery. Bravery, I believe, is when a selfless act is performed in the moment. Courage is when you perform the same selfless act even after you've had time to think about it. Hundreds of emergency professionals were very courageous on 911. And in that courage, they not only served those who were directly involved in the tragedy, but in truth, served every one of us who would think nothing of dialing 911 whenever the need would arise. Not to take anything away from acts of bravery, but they are as much instinctual and reactionary as anything. Courageous acts on behalf of others could not happen without a strong sense of agape. For humans, life is precious. And it becomes even more precious as our lifespans increase and our quality of life improves. What's this got to do with agape? What do you call it when a 30-year-old who wants to live to be 100, firefighter, enters a burning building to rescue a victim, any victim? All animals instinctively fight for survival, but in our capacity as humans, in our abstract capacity, humans fight for life. We don't merely exist, we live. And in that life, we work, create, learn, hope, imagine the possibilities, have faith, and we love. Sometimes we love people we don't even know. God bless law enforcement and emergency professionals, firefighters, police officers, the EMTs, the nurses, the doctors, anybody who straps into a uniform and runs toward danger when you and I are running away from them, from it. God bless all those people. God bless the members of our military who are standing a post even today around the world. Every day they put on the uniform and prepare to demonstrate love to you and me. All these people prepare to demonstrate love to you and me, people they haven't even met. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's special. One of the many things that's very special about America. We're commemorating the events, 10-year anniversary of the events of 911 on the show today. I'm Jim Blasingame. Agape love. Remember that. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.